I can start off at the left end of the table. Fritz, if you'd like to. Just to talk about, I know you had problems trying to get the Gray Mauser and Fafford in print.
Yes, I did. And they didn't sell the first time out by any means. Though when I'd written the first Fafford Mauser story, which was Adept's Gambit, it was 4 years before I sold any Fafford Mauser story, and about 12 years before Adept's Gambit got published. And I think I was ambitious. I submitted Adept's Gambit to a couple of book publishers, hardcover, that Little Brown had said they were interested in novellas at that time. Every once in a while someone gets interested in novellas, and generally as a trend it bombs out because people just don't like to spend novel type money on something that's half or a third as long as a novel. That's understandable. Though every once in a while something comes along that seems to hit it just right, books like Beyond This Horizon. What is the book about Shangri-La? It has
Lost Horizon.
Lost Horizon, yes, and say Portrait of Jenny by Nathan, or things of that sort, Goodbye Mr. Chips, things that are rather slight for a novel, but that have enough popularity, word of mouth and author-wise and so on, so that they can sell as a novel does, as a single book. And but at any rate, I didn't make out with Little Brown or with a couple of others, and so I sent it to Weird Tales, and Farnsworth Wright was still editor then, though he wasn't to be for long, and he said that I don't unfortunately have the letter, but as far as I can recall, he said that he had read James Joyce's Ulysses and was shockproof against experimental styles, but mine was just too long and far out. And I didn't know it, of course, at the time that Farnsworth Wright frequently rejected longer stories, especially by first-time authors, certainly, and that perhaps on the second or third submission he might change his mind. And so it wasn't until Unknown came along and gave me a fresh impetus that I wrote a story called Two Sought Adventure, a shorter story than Adept's Gambit, though still a rather long one, and a rather long short story, say. And I rather deliberately told myself I'd have a villain, I'd have fairly fast action in the story, and I got stimulus from the fact that Unknown had come along very fresh and so on, and I submitted that, and Campbell took it, saying at the same time it was more a Weird Tales sort of story, but he liked it and was going to buy it. Though I remember, I wonder if anyone else has had this experience, sort of chilling one. He had me submit a signed and notarized statement that I was the author of it. He must have had a suspicion that this might have been, that I might have been plagiarizing someone that he hadn't read. maybe a German author or something like that from the name, you know, my name. And so I went through that hocus pocus. So the first story I ever sold, I had to swear in court, as it were, that it was my story and no one else's. Should have thrown the fear of God in me at any rate. Yes?
I'll
be darned.
As a matter of fact, it must have been standard Street and Smith policy on first sales. I signed exactly the same form the first time
I'm
it sold.
Happy to know it. I'm glad I confessed. So that was my, as I say, that was my first experience getting started. I think I got sent a word about from unknown, which was, I believe, their regular payment at that time, their rate.